Class 8, English Language, Composition. This chapter is a very important part of your syllabus. A composition takes several ideas and puts them in an order so that the reader can understand the idea or the argument. It can also be called an essay. It is a specific topic comprising of three or more paragraphs where each paragraph elaborates on an idea related to the topic. It helps one to express one's ideas, feelings, personal opinions, gives information, or even convince others. A composition contains 300 to 350 words. There are few things you have to keep in mind while writing a composition. 1. The idea or the subject matter must be related to the topic. 2. Your expression must be clear. 3. Organizing of your ideas. 4. Grammar, spelling and punctuation must be taken care of. Let's move on now to the writing process. There are certain guidelines you have to follow here as well to write a good composition. 1. Always choose a topic that interests you and you can express your ideas on. 2. Make points on whatever you know on the topic. 3. Organize them in order. 4. Start writing on the basis of the outline you have made. 5. Revise and go through the composition. Moving on to the components of a composition, it is divided into three parts: introduction, body, and conclusion. The paragraph with which you will begin your essay is the introduction. It should be interesting so that the reader feels encouraged to read it. The body contains three or more paragraphs. It should have your main ideas on the topic. You can also include examples if you want. The closing paragraph of the essay is called the conclusion. It should wrap up what you want to write and summarize the topic. Moving on to the types of composition, there are six of them: narrative, descriptive, argumentative, personal or reflective, factual, and picture composition. Narrative composition. It is that type of a composition in which you narrate or tell an event or a series of events. It is like telling a story. It can be your own experience or someone else's. It follows a chronological order and is written in first person. Now let's come to how to write a narrative composition. 1. Make sure you have a plot on the basis of which you will narrate. 2. You may have a background. 3. There can be some characters. 4. You can make use of dialogues. Say, for example, you are asked to write a narrative composition on your favorite summer vacation. You may start your essay with a dialogue by your father where he is calling out to you and asking you to pack for your summer vacation. Or you may simply start by writing the year in which this happened. Move on to what you generally do in your vacations and what was so different about this one. In the body, you can narrate your vacation. Pick up important events that happened. If you went on a trip, mention the places you visited, what you saw, any memorable incident that happened, etc. Express your happiness, fear, excitement as per the incident. You could have just spent your vacation at home visiting people or relatives and doing your own hobbies. You can now move on to the conclusion, expressing how you felt towards the end of your vacation. In the conclusion, you can talk about some lasting experiences and how you long to have such a vacation again.